scumbag?
40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, it's your boy, K-Stucky76.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get the Scumbag News every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge or Dollar Radio Online on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. What's up, people?
What up, dude?
Not much. Sharnay?
How y'all doing?
Good, good.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Great. Another week. Got the kids back in school. So everybody back in full routine, life mode.
We're not back to school over on this end yet, but yeah, they're going back. It's coming.
Where y'all start back?
Y'all in a different county.
Mm-hmm.
We don't start back for like another week or two.
Damn. Well, y'all must have got out later than our kids then.
Well, no, y'all go year round now, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think the last day was like Memorial Day. You
know. No. These kids didn't get out until June.
Yeah, they got out that
second week of June.
Our kids got out that Friday before Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, how was the grandbaby first 2 days, first grade?
Well, the first day, when I talked to her, said she ain't like a teacher.
Oh, really?
God, damn. He been 8 hours. You talking about you don't like somebody. You say she don't like her. She don't know her.
She got to get it.
That's what I'm saying. So,
come on, Billy. Relax.
Yeah, you got to relax. Other than that, though. Other than that.
Y'all see how bad teachers got it? Y'all be feeling so sorry for these kids. It be the teachers that got it rough. The first damn day, she don't like the lady.
I know, right?
Man, that lady just there doing her job. She already getting judged. She just doing her job.
Miss Williams. So I got to hear about Miss Williams the rest of the year.
Millie ain't got no assignment, no homework.
Nothing. Ain't got a cubby hole yet.
Really
still do cubby holes?
Really said, I don't like this bitch. All right.
Yes, they get cubby.
I don't like the way she eat her cubby snacks. Damn, boy. Damn, man.
Damn, Millie get her right now for already.
Yeah, you got a bad. You gets no apple.
None. Shit,
I
man.
I don't like my teacher. Yeah. The straight face too. I don't like
her. Millie, little Puffy. She like her teacher.
Yeah,
She said one of her. I think she said her math teacher. I think his name Eccles, Mr. Eccles or something.
You know? Damn, that sound like that one of them old Mr. Yeah. Eccles from when we was in school.
So he gonna be lit. So he got a lot of energy. So she like him.
Mm.
But man, little Puffy down her old school, elementary school, man, they got blasting on the first day of school.
What do you mean?
They post a picture on social media with Border Patrol.
Yeah, I got to chime in on that
one, boy. Wait, what now?
Border Patrol.
Showed up to the school?
What it was, like, you know how teachers come in and they do like professional development?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the activities was, it's the Olympics, so it was like every, like maybe about 5 or 6 teachers was in a group. It was a group project,
mm-hmm.
and each one of them had a different country. Each group had a different country.
Oh, shit.
So the country that this group got blasted for was Mexico.
Right.
So they, I don't know if, hey, did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw the pictures, yeah.
Did you see what was in the background?
A wall? Yeah.
They had, two of the teachers had on shirts that said Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
They had big sombrero caps.
Right. Right.
Like, and posed, and then they put that on the
They
posted on the school Facebook page.
Yeah.
Now you know damn well you can't.
Hey man,
that's not a funny subject, man.
And they was wild too. It was so much stuff in the picture, like. There's actually like some video going around.
Yeah,
of
they had
them.
All different type of props and shit.
They had all kind of props. Yeah. They have a little video going around that the people was like climbing, like simulating climbing the wall.
Oh my god! I tell you what,
all them all fired.
All of them got fired.
Gone.
Shit.
I can't. You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Well, one or two got put on administrative leave.
Okay.
But I think it was.
The other ones got canned.
Principal, out of the jet.
The principal, they got the principal?
You the first one gone.
Yeah, she got to, because she the one that approved it.
No, but here's the funny thing. Like, they said that she didn't, I'm guessing. Because, you know, principals, they don't see everything that the people that you put in power post until it comes back to you. Mm-hmm. But they said she was in the room.
Mm-hmm. When they were doing it.
When they were doing it and saw it and saw that they were taking pictures of it.
Yeah, they were wrong. That was wrong all the way around on that. I can't disagree with it. I can't say that was an overreaction. Yeah. You got to put a stop to that right then on the spot.
Yeah, I'm about to send it to your phone, Steve.
Yeah. I did not hear. See, that's how far out of the school routine I'm out. I am out of it. But yeah, they silly for that, man.
Yeah, it was all over Facebook, man. That shit was crazy.
They silly for that.
Man, yeah. they was wild now.
Mm-hmm.
So our resident teacher, Scumalina. You there? Hello?
No.
Whoa. You're what?
Resident teacher.
I ain't nobody teacher. How you know I wanted the public to know that? I'm on here talking about ass and titties and cussing and saying all type of stuff.
I mean, well, still yet. You ain't Miss Scumalina.
I might be a little informed on the education system, so go on ahead and ask your question since you don't put it out there.
What are your thoughts on those teachers doing that?
They ain't had no business doing it, period. That's it. And I have to agree with whomever that was talking in the background. I have to agree. A lot of this stuff, these principals do not be knowing about until it does happen. But then I've seen the other side of that where these principals are well informed of what's happening within the schools, and they, you know, let a lot of stuff slide. So I feel like everybody needs to go, because y'all know that wasn't okay. Y'all know that.
Yeah, they were wrong, man. They were wrong.
Thing is, if you let that slide, what else you gonna let slide?
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about in the classrooms? What are these conversations like? Like, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go. They had any faculty that works there that has any Mexican or from that
group? I don't know.
No, I'm saying I would have been. They should have been on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would take offense to it. Oh yeah, I see the picture now. Yeah, can. Yeah. And you couldn't think of nothing no better than that.
Yeah.
Nothing no better. The way shit is about this wall and what's going on. And
look at that lady in the blue. Look at that lady in the blue in the background.
Yeah.
So get me about that shit.
Yeah. She turned her back on him.
She turned her back.
Yeah, she turned. But you got her with them damn slides on. Because you got a dress on and slide. So you can too. And look at the black dude, the U.S. Border Patrol shirt on. Oh yeah.
So it was good. So school year started off with a bang, man.
Yeah, they went too far.
Yeah. But man,
I had the red wall back there. I see the red wall, but it's stupid, man.
Yeah,
they tripped.
But
yeah.
Kids got started back with a bang this week.
Yeah.
But you know, we had a lot of things going this week, man. So we're gonna go ahead and get the show started.
Yeah, man. Let's get to it.
Sheriff's release on footage of the shooters that killed Julio.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
You man, what's that shit? Wow, what the fuck was going on? That shit like Wild Wild West type shit going on.
It was a planned hit, man.
Yeah.
It was definitely a setup. His location got dropped. The young lady got locked up that was, you know, had something to do with it too. And I don't think it's over.
You don't think so?
No, man. There's more people involved with that than just them three.
My
issue with it is a lot of people are putting a lot of, you know, pressure and blame on the young lady that was involved. And I'm not saying it may or may not be well deserved. That's to the varying opinions out here. All I'm saying is if the young lady wasn't involved, the nigga was dropping his location anyway. Like, it was an open invitation. He was telling people where he was at because he wanted people to pull up. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think the thing that got her was from the little bit that I read after they did the arrest. And they ain't had a whole lot on the story, but just the little bit I did read. I think she and those guys plotted, like they plotted, to do that. You know what I'm saying? To make that.
But it was at a gas station, right?
No, it was in a hotel parking lot.
Hotel parking lot. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
They caught him ran up on him in a hotel parking lot.
Okay. So why the damn? Where people gonna learn, man, with this damn dropping the location where I'm at?
Well, it's one thing to do that. You part in, you out. You're a local, you locally.
It's okay to do that when you're not a wanted nigga. If ain't nobody looking for your ass, who gives a damn? You know what I'm saying? But if you know you a nigga that niggas been wanting to pull up on you, like they been had issues with you, why would you do that?
See, this is where I feel. Yeah,
I drive my location, nobody's out to get me. You know what I'm saying? But so there's no fear there.
That you know of. Now, I agree.
He does
have beef. He does have a lot of shit going on in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his crew, they know that. Him and his people, they know that. The people that he wasn't, but I guess he feel like, and he felt like during that time, he wasn't in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing that in Jacksonville. And that's the only thing I could think of. I ain't saying this an excuse. I'm not trying to make no excuse. I'm saying he was in Tampa. He wasn't in Jacksonville at this time.
Mm.
You know, Jacksonville, those guys in Jack, they got all kind of beef going on. Mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't in the city. He was outside the city, so I guess he felt a little safer. I guess I don't know, but it was just crazy all the way around, man. It's a bad situation. I'm sure they trying to tie it to the other rapper that they was beefing with and all this other stuff. So it's a lot. It ain't over though.
But how many damn?
It ain't over.
How many scenarios you gonna need from dead rappers dropping their location, and
or somebody dropping your location, somebody taking a picture of you that you ain't know they took a picture of and say, hey, this dude here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the guy that got mad with LeBron, mm-hmm. who wouldn't take a picture with him,
mm-hmm.
went outside and said, hey, LeBron's here, took a picture where he was at and who he was talking to at the table, like, hey, LeBron's here. Like, come on, man. What you doing? You mad he wouldn't take a picture? So I'm gonna drop this nigga location. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now you put him and everybody else at risk because you mad. Cause nigga ain't
I just feel like
you.
The type of guy, the type of guy he was, the type of beefs that he was in, interacting in. I feel like a guy like him, I feel like him dropping his location in the moment could be, I truly felt like the nigga felt like he was untouchable because this nigga been beefing with a lot of niggas for a long time. So it's silly to me, in my opinion, to think that just because you might be two cities away from your home city that a nigga won't come out there and get you or don't have connects in the next city to light your ass up. Oh, like, yeah, I think that's crazy. Like, I'm here in Charleston, but if somebody trying to get my ass and I'm all the way out in Greenville somewhere, if somebody got a connect or some moves to make in Greenville, they could take me out of Greenville. So I think dropping his location was the craziest thing he could ever have done. But it also shows me that he really thought he was untouchable or he just didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, it had
that's
to be,
just it
well,
for me.
I guess in that instance, the police is trying to put together a motive here, not just he beefing with people in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So those particular people got locked up so far. But like I said, I don't think it's over though.
Mm.
According to reading up on what the little bit the police did put out, it ain't over. They still gathering up all the they're trying to put more
together.
Yeah.
Where?
And then the video was crystal clear too. Like that video was clear as day on how and where they caught him coming out of that turn in that parking lot. There wasn't no other way out of there.
Mm-hmm.
In the hotel parking lot. Wasn't no other way out of there.
My question is, if somebody.
No, he definitely was not at Motel 6. No, he wasn't at no Motel 6, but he was definitely in the car.
My question is,
people out there. a lot of cars.
My question is, if you're in a car and somebody is shooting at you with a high powered weapon like what they have from the front, is it smart to drive toward the shooter or drive backwards?
Well, he was in the back.
I thought he was at the right on a
I'm asking about the driver. Do you drive toward danger or do you drive backwards?
If you freak out, you don't know where you're driving at. So you can't say what that person was thinking when the bullets let out.
I've seen a lot of opinions of different people saying the driver should have never been driving forward. Now, I can't say what I would do in a situation because, like you said, you freak out, you might overreact and make the wrong decision.
Yeah, you hit
but
the gas
it was a lot of comments saying, like, he should have never drove to war. I guess in my brain, the first thing I would want to do is take that nigga out. You shoot at me, I'm ready to run your ass over.
But the way it looked like they ran up on him from, like, two different, like, he was in a crossfire. Like, it was one coming this way, one coming from that way. So, it really, they had him in the crossfire, bro.
Yeah, so he was screwed either way.
Yeah, screwed back up or not. They was right there at the car, letting him lose 36 times. Mm-hmm. Since he got hit 36 times, bro.
He got hit 36 mm-hmm. times.
That's 36 times, bro.
Damn.
Like, you know how many rounds you gotta put into a car? Hit a nigga 36 times?
Show one of Dominic Toretto driving.
See, there he go. I ain't going there with you, man.
What? Go ahead, ask a question.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just asking her questions.
Yeah, you talking about some Fast and Furious shit, man. You know, I talking about some fake movie shit.
I just asked because a lot of people were like giving instruction on what to do when a nigga's coming at you from the front and the back. I'm like, wow, you niggas been in a lot of crazy scenarios. How the hell do y'all know that?
Them niggas just talking. Them bullets go to flying. You don't know what the hell you'll do until you do it. Yeah. You don't know what you do until you do it. One bullet could have been shot and he could have freaked out.
You know what I mean?
One round could have went off and somebody freak out. Not 100 plus rounds and coming at you.
You know, I've been meaning to ask y'all for weeks now, but we ain't had the opportunity to ask y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's kind of off subject a little bit here. Y'all think it's time to give up the Young Thug trial, yo?
Absolutely. Let him go. Absolutely. This shit been dumb for 5 years now. Let him go.
This shit done turned into a mess, man. Whatever they had Thug on, niggas just call it square, cut your losses and let him go. Because if he's the guy y'all say he is, y'all have him on something else.
Yeah.
If he's the guy y'all say he is, right? If he's the danger to society like y'all say he is, he ain't got, what is he going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, the odds of him fucking up again is high. So... Let him go.
Yeah, I think about it.
Let him go.
I just want to get y'all opinions on that.
Let him go.
Yeah.
If he the nigga y'all say he is, he'll fuck up again. But at this point, y'all.
I'm actually really nervous because now y'all done brought this white lady in here. So now I'm just like, this shit about to get worse.
The court system is looking silly. The lawyers looking silly. They all looking silly. So it ain't even so much about Thug at this point. It's about these niggas in here. Bickering back and forth, lawyers going to jail for the weekend and all kind of dumb shit.
Yeah, I agree. Silly. I feel like the focus has shifted. Right. Like, it's far from it actually being about Thug and these crimes he's been accused of and these affiliations to would he becoming the superstar trial person. Because now this man is out of jail, making all kind of money for being popular, for being silly as hell on trial.
Yeah, Woody.
And then you got the judge that they just let go. You got the the lawyers and all the shit they got going on. It's more about everything around Thug than the actual case.
Than what Thug actually done, what menace he was out here.
Yeah, we lost the plot.
Like, we still don't know how much of a menace he is because they can't get past the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So. We still don't know exactly what he did.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? It's been 2 years, and we still don't really know what he did. So,
yeah, I think about time.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they didn't let that shit ride.
I just want to hear what.
Yeah, he let that shit ride.
I ain't had an opportunity to ask y'all that.
He let that shit ride, man. Cut your losses.
Yeah.
Time served, whatever, and let him go. Because you still haven't actually said what the fuck he done yet.
Yeah.
To me now, maybe I'm missing something, but to me, and I ain't going to sit and say I follow it every day, but it posts online so much here for the last couple months but you see the silly shit. You don't even know what the hell's going on with the actual trial. You just know the bullshit that's going on with the people involved with the trial.
Meanwhile, Woody out here playing the Red Balloon. What is it? The Red Balloon contest.
Yeah, 20 versus 1.
Living his life. Yeah, having a good time.
And this nigga lied on the thing. I still don't get that. How you do the immunity deal and then they put you on the stand because you signed an immunity deal, right? Again, they put you on the stand and you just get up there and you just shit up over all of that. And you walk out.
Right.
Like, what is going on here?
Yeah. It's been a circus.
It's silly, man.
Yeah. I guess this news don't come in as a surprise. Candace Owens backs the Project 2025, saying that she all in. I know Sharnay kind of started off the topic a few weeks ago about the 2025 project, and you kind of been hitting it over the past few weeks. And now we got Candace saying she backs it. So,
Candace Ruckus.
Candace said,
you said Candace Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus.
So, Candace said, Project 2025 sounds pretty good to me. So, if I run for president, and they step to me and they say, do you support 2025? I'm going to look them straight in the face and say, yes, all of it.
You, who want to take, you want to go first, Chardonnay, on this one?
No. You go ahead. Because all I'm going to do is just get pissed off. So go ahead.
So to my first reaction to that is fuck her.
That's your best response, man.
Yeah, man, fuck her, man.
Yeah,
it doesn't even get to the point to where your personal opinion, your political beliefs, is what it is, right? Fine. But when you just plain out ignorant, then that's the problem. Right. You're using your platform to just promote ignorance. If you don't like.
Is it propaganda? She's not
really. She's not a political person. She's not even a political thing. She's just a mouthpiece for the sound bites, right? So she's like a Umar. They don't run from. They don't hold no office. They don't hold no status in office. Or whatever. They just out here talking.
She's a political rage baiter. That's what she is. She just says shit to get a reaction out of people, especially us as Black people.
And what's one of the things that you could say to get Black people riled up? You start talking shit about Black people.
Yeah.
Get Black people riled up. But to me, she's the opposite of her. For her to sit there and say as a woman that she's with anything that takes rights away from women, silly. That's just straight, white, Black, whatever. Silly to me. Silly. Mm. So I can't. So her and her Caucasian husband, they'll be just fine, no matter whether 2025 hits or not. Mm. It wouldn't affect her at all. But that's the issue though.
Like she thinks this stuff.
Do you think that her what she's saying and what she's doing is going to protect her from having to deal with any of that, the backlash, any of that? That's all.
But protecting her, period, is the thing. Like just because she's married to that Caucasian man does not change the fact that she's still Black at the end of the day, and some of this stuff will ultimately affect her outside of that money that she married into. I don't get it. That just because you married this white man doesn't change how this is going to affect you as a woman and then us as Black people here.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think that's to me, that's the way it feels like she's thinking by saying some of this dumb shit. But she's been saying dumb shit for a long time.
Like it's almost like she forgets that she's black. Like you forgot.
Y'all don't think she believe what she's saying?
Some of it, I don't think so, man. I think some of it just for the shares and the views and the conversation, Pete. But
that's the whole point of being a rage baiter. Yeah,
and then again, a lot of that shit she may do because she don't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of her lifestyle and who she's married to and the money and this and that. You ain't got to deal with none of that.
She had.
But her big nose ass can go to hell, though. I'll tell you that shit right now. Big wide nose ass can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned.
But
take Umar with you.
She had Shorty on a show the other day with her.
Who?
Amber Rose. She had Amber on her.
See,
on
man,
her,
see. I ain't finna do this with you.
I'm serious.
I don't give a fuck. Shit, neither one of them right now hold. Nothing, man. I ain't got nothing on that.
Nothing.
That's why nobody heard about it. That's why nobody really. It's not a real thing, man. But
y'all saw the Amber Jocelyn Hernandez video.
I saw a clip of when they was fighting. They broke it up, but
yeah.
I mean,
that fight was nothing like they made it out to be. I was disappointed. And I'm glad it came out because we really thought that Jocelyn really whoop Amber's ass the way they were talking about it, and it did not turn out that way.
I want to see the entire thing. Cause you know you can walk up sides.
Just dropped the part where those two were actually fighting. I mean, that was enough for me to say that Jocelyn did not whoop on her ass like you thought she did.
But see, this you know like we talked before, but sucker punch and you know why you ain't went. You know you walked by like she kind of got her for the side a little bit, which I'm not saying you know Jocelyn shouldn't have had her damn dukes up. You just not said something to this woman, and you know y'all had words or whatever. You should have been ready to fight or whatever, but I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it was. No, I'm gonna tell you exactly what it was from a woman's point of view. What fucked Jocelyn up, what threw her off, and what slowed her down was the fact that Amber was bald. See, if you pay attention to all the fights that Jocelyn gets into, these bitches be having wigs on, mm-hmm. they be having their head fixed. The first thing women do naturally is go for hair. Uh-huh. And once I got a handful of hair in my hand, then I'm going to start ramming it in your face. See, the problem is Jocelyn didn't go in to punch her first. She went in to go and try to tussle a little bit and then get the rock in her face. But Amber is bald, so you didn't have no handlebars to grab onto.
Mm. Mm.
So that was the disappointment for me because, I mean, we've seen Jocelyn walk through a damn open area and slap the shit out of niggas left and right high on cocaine. But you was supposed to fight this damn girl, and she was bald-headed, and you didn't have a leg to stand on, and I'm disappointed. Because we done seen Jocelyn fight.
Yeah, all she do is
and Jocelyn can fight.
All she do is fight. So.
But if you pay attention, most of those girls that she's fighting, everybody got hair.
I think she stole off on Jocelyn, but I think if they would have played out the whole shit, Jocelyn probably would have.
Well, I'm saying I would love to see the whole if that was just the fight itself and it's over with. Now if it was more to it, I would love to see what. But you know they broke it up real quick though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Amber Rose got her licks in. She could say she got her licks in, and.
Honestly, I doubt if there's any more to that fight outside of just arguing because that is a BET show. That is not a Zeus Network production.
Oh, it was
Zeus Network gonna let you niggas fight till y'all can't breathe no more. They don't give a damn. That's the whole purpose of their shows. They want y'all to fight.
Speaking of that, y'all, did y'all see the Baddest Detroit audition for the Bad Girls Club?
I heard about them. I heard about
it. Man, you know. They said those people was in there fighting like hell at the audition, man. It was like 200 people in that damn place, just fights breaking out all over the place because that's what the show was kind of about. Girls fighting and carrying on. And they just started fighting
at the audition. Yeah, that's the purpose of the show.
Like, they figured they start fighting now, they'll pick us to be on the show. They just start fighting in the damn audition.
Damn.
I mean, Royal Rumble's gone.
They show video of it?
Yeah, they show video of it. Royal Rumble.
Why ain't get that video?
But it ain't supposed to be like that, though.
Yeah, that's silly. Y'all hear the audition for a damn.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Just break out into a brawl, bro. See, this shit is so stupid.
And them girls think that if they show that they can fight the best, that they'll be chosen.
So they just run around hitting random people. And a brawl break out over here, then a brawl break out over here, brawl break out over here. Mm. And all you do, hell, you just running around fighting in the damn audition damn thing. Like, this shit is
crazy.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's what I was like, man. This is sad, man. Sad. I don't even know no lines. Just cloud of dust. I don't even know how to act. I ain't got to know how to read no script, no shit like that. It's just a big cloud of dust.
Yeah. What about the female boxer who crushed the girl's dreams, man? No.
They saying she's not a man.
No, she's not a man.
They saying she's not a man. She just...
What she is?
She just a strong woman.
Hermaphrodite, that what it says she is?
I don't know. I haven't heard that word.
She is not intersex. That is a woman.
I have not heard that word.
And that shit is not funny. She is not intersex.
Who you heard that from?
I know that's the bullshit. That's the bullshit rumor that's going around. Man. I seen it on TikTok too.
Yeah, I saw
the new word for it is intersex, not hermaphrodite.
Oh.
I heard that.
Intersex. That woman is a woman, and people need to be apologizing to her for even starting that bullshit up.
That's the word I got too. Like the first it was a trans. They would call him trans and all her trans and all that at first, and it was like the story just took off, and before the real information came out, it was already said that she was a. It was how can you allow a man to fight a woman, and so it just took off. You know, people take off with that.
Yeah.
And at first, when I saw it too, I was like, damn. You know what I mean? But she's a woman. She's just a tough looking woman, but she's a woman.
Yeah.
And they said they tested her. She failed a test, but whatever test that she had to take to be in the Olympics, she passed it. So,
they did a blood test on her, and they said that she had high levels of testosterone, which is why the result that they came to, they couldn't determine man or woman based off of her high testosterone levels. But if you do your research or you talk to another woman that's got some sense and knows a little something, she'll tell you a lot of women have testosterone, just like some men have estrogen. But to completely just go off the rails and call the woman a trans or intersex because you got your shit rocked, maybe you don't need to be fucking fighting, Karen. And see, that's what happens when white people, when Karens take their power. And see, what the beauty about this is this is not a black person she's talking about. You know what I'm saying? This is somebody from a totally different country, and you use your Karen powers to go up there. You got your shit rocked on national television.
The first thing you say is,
"Oh, she's got to be a man because I've never been hit that hard." They need to whoop her ass again.
She did say that. I there's no lies being told here.
A girl quit.
She quit after 40 seasons. Like, hell no. That girl went bap bap.
And that girl said she ain't never been that hit that hard before in her life.
And she's a boxer.
So you assumed it was a man.
You a boss of that sparring.
So that tells me you had to be pretty decent because you got to an Olympian level, and the first hit you get, you tap out.
And then start crying, and then went to the whole man thing and this and that.
Calling her names and all kinds of stuff. And people's running with that, like embarrassing this woman. It's super disrespectful, and she need to get her ass whooped again.
I gotta agree.
Well, I think she apologized, though, right?
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck about your apology. Fuck you. She used her white people powers and did what she did because she wanted always crying victim when some shit happened to them. Bitch, you got knocked. You clearly don't need to fight at this high of a level. How did you even get this high?
Well, you know, the standards in these countries they're different. But either way, she made the Olympic team. She made it. And she quit. Basically, she quit. And I think the embarrassment of her quitting is what caused her to say them things. Mm. Not necessarily, she knew.
Yeah, they were trying to say she was born with both parts.
Dang, I didn't see that, none of that scum. I don't know where you got that information from, man.
Serious, man.
But I'm looking at the Olympic. I'm going off the Olympic thing. And then they,
for it or whatever.
they went off the I saw it with Olympic, and then they talked to her parent, her dad. Mm-hmm. And they had showed stuff for her when she was younger. Looked like a whole girl.
Leave that girl alone. Leave that girl alone.
You need to stop watching Fox News and quit being an asshole. This shit turned into an asshole. Pucker up, bro. It turned you into an asshole.
You gotta watch both sides. I'm trying to get both sides of the story, man.
She's a woman, bro. Yeah. She's just a strong ass woman who can fight.
Yeah.
And we socked that girl.
Have a second fight?
Yeah, she did. She whooped her ass then too.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But the one she fought the second time ain't cried.
Well.
Ain't say, oh, that's the hardest ever. I got hit by a man. I feel like I got hit by a man. Mm. That girl got her ass tore up. She got in that ring, thought this shit was gonna be sweet. Mm. And that girl gave her that two piece and a biscuit, extra fries, and a large drink, and her ass ain't want no parts of it.
But like how old girl beat Ronda Rousey at that time. You remember that?
I remember. That girl beat the girl knocked damn Ronda Rousey ass up. And everybody thought that Ronda Rousey was just so unbeatable.
Yeah.
Until her ass got beat. You know what I'm saying? She got beat handily too. I mean, I'm talking about SmackDown. All right. SmackDown. We saw it. You saw it. We all saw it. Couldn't believe it. Her girl beat the braid out Ronda Rousey down here. People couldn't believe it. They still were trying to deny that. Yeah, people still couldn't come to terms when she got her ass whooped like that.
Yeah.
And she never recovered from that.
She beat her ass out the sport.
Yeah, she went to wrestling.
Yeah.
She went to WWE.
And Expendables.
The Expendables 4. Yep, she was in Expendables and two other little low budget movies, straight to video movies.
And she did Fast and Furious too.
She was in Fast and Furious. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hey. Sometimes an ass whipping will humble your ass. And that, 46 seconds. Shit.
She'll cry real tears.
I mean hard tears. Them big ass damn tears. Them shit was dropping. She was hitting the floor like that. Real tears. Because I ain't want to pick another boxing glove up. Yeah, hit me that damn hard.
Yeah. Did she have a second fight?
Hell no. I wouldn't put that curry in no damn fight. You know the game's going. I wouldn't put that curl in there. Your bulldog quit. What you do? Your dog quit. What you do? You know what happened when the dog quit. Sorry. You know what happened when your dog quit.
Yeah. Kamala brought out Meg Thee Stallion and Quavo last week.
She didn't bring him out of school. Come on, cut it out, man.
Her little campaign rally.
Okay.
They just can't show up.
Well, they did. They did what they were supposed to do. I'm not there saying that was the best choice at the campaign rally. Have Meg show the Meg knees off, but you know. I think something from Meg would have been, said would have been fine out of performance. But, you know, that's what happened. I think probably could have picked somebody outside of Quavo. But Quavo.
She called a little, people try to give Meg a little backlash.
They ain't stopping Meg, man. Meg got out there, I think she did another show where she said something about it then too. But she has been saying stuff about women's rights in her shows. Before all this, I will say she ain't just jumped on the train here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, it was Atlanta. They try to go with the young vote, trying to get the younger vote. Now, if she could pull a Beyonce into something and a Taylor Swift, she would win.
Yeah,
them Swift is coming, bro. I heard they endorse her though. I did hear that Taylor Swift and Beyonce have endorsed it. Haven't like.
Well, I know. You know Beyonce endorsed it if Beyonce let her play a song and shit at her damn rallies and shit.
Well, I mean, I've heard that. Like I say, I've heard Taylor Swift endorse them too. And you know, she comes with she comes with a following, bro. So we'll see. But I think the Atlanta show was, you know, you live and learn. Mm-hmm. You know, live and learn. I think her next show won't be so like that, her next thing. But I want to see this debate.
You ready for a debate?
I saw the debate that's supposed to happen, and then I saw the term Donald Trump said he going to do.
What he going to do?
He said he going to have, it's going to be on Fox News. Right, right. It's going to be on the 4th. It's going to be with this guy going to be asking the question. That guy going to be answering the question. And we're going to do it on my turf. And, you know, the thing is with that is, you don't get to dictate where the fuck that goes. That shit was already decided before that. You don't, so you could say she don't want to debate you on your platform, on your little status, but that ain't the status that's out there.
Yeah.
That's some shit you made up to get out of what you, to get out this ass whooping you finna get. She jump your ass on that stage.
She said she gonna continue on with the ABC debate.
Cause that's what it agreed to.
Yeah.
That's the first, that was, everything was agreed to start with.
She said she don't care if all she got to debate a chair.
She'll get up there and talk to the people.
Yeah, talk to the people.
You stick with the original contract. You don't get to change up, dictate your own rule. You ain't want nothing. You ain't in charge of nothing.
No, not at all.
You don't get to dictate your own rule because you scared to go up there. And it's your only way out.
Yeah.
Is to make up some shit and then try to say she don't want to do what I say. Mm-hmm. Nobody does what you say. Nobody but your followers.
Yeah.
And they ignorant and stupid. So.
He brought the Chick-fil-A girl out on the other day.
You see how dumb that shit is? Did you see that? How forceful. It's like it's so forced, man.
Right.
It ain't natural. It's so forced for women. No, man. It ain't. Don't look natural at all. Man.
Yeah.
No. Look like a Halloween mask on a. Like put on a Halloween mask. Man, shit ain't natural, man. Damn. It's not natural. Look at it.
Yeah.
I think she absolutely feels the way that she feels. I believe every bit of it.
It's not natural though. Like it's not a
and the reason thing. Why I say that, the reason why I say that is because you can scroll up and down your timeline on your Facebook, your Insta, all that, and you'll see plenty of people that you know personally, gone to school with, you know, rubbed shoulders with, and they feel the way that they feel. And you'll be shocked, you'll be surprised, but they're Black and they're saying these things.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. That's their beliefs, and that's okay. You just, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why it's not that hard for me to feel like that's how she feels.
But
because
I've
deleted
plenty
of people on my Facebook recently because of that same dumb shit.
No, I said that the interaction is look like it's just not.
Hold on. Shardy say something. I want to, Shardy, so you cleaning up your social media?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
What's the problem?
Damn.
What's the problem?
I don't have a problem with anybody voting how they vote. That's none of my business, right? Because I don't go online blatantly purposefully letting everyone know whether I'm red or whether I'm blue. I keep all my political views at a very minimum on socials because, you know, I'm still learning as I go. However, when I see somebody, especially a Black male or a Black woman, just vehemently, just outright saying, oh, I'm not for Kamala. Well, what are your reasons? Like, I would like to see what the reason is behind it to see if you really have a valid reason. And when I like looking at the type of niggas that's posting that type of shit, you can go. You're gone.
Well,
I don't want that bullshit on my timeline. So you're not voting for Kamala because she claims that she's not Black? Well, y'all didn't have no problem with her this entire time. And she's been Black next to Biden.
She was Black.
Like, people forget that part. So now all of a sudden it's an issue. And any woman that's like, I'm not for Kamala, so you want Trump to take away your fucking ovaries and shit now? Like, it just gets weird. It gets weird with people, and I don't need that type of shit on my timeline. So you can go. But you only went because you chose to tell me who you were voting for. Because if you're not going for Kamala, that means you might be going for Trump. It's a little scary as a Black person to be doing that. So maybe you should go.
You do the same?
I ain't got no problem. I argue with motherfuckers every day on Twitter.
I mean,
you don't see me?
I mean, but you cleaning your socials up.
I don't even be on Facebook that much to go through.
I mean, any platform.
You don't have to go through it. Like, it literally comes to you. That's the best part about it.
What I'm saying is if I see some ignorant shit on there and I got the time, I'm going to respond to it.
Yeah, I know you're going to respond.
I'm going to respond to it. So,
I
done blocked a couple motherfuckers too.
Yeah.
That just all out, just this ignorant. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with it at all. As far as anything that. But what I do have a problem with is ain't no Chick-fil-A in the world got an all Black staff.
In Atlanta?
The fuck of that? I don't believe that. They're not turning them black people loose for that chicken like that.
I'd have been a couple of Chick-fil-A's.
And everybody ain't black.
Nah.
Ain't no way in hell. Even at the airport, ain't all them ain't black. So I ain't trying to hear none of that. That shit was staged too. Just like that fucking ear and all the other shit that was going on. Shit was staged because ain't no Chick-fil-A in the world got all black staff.
So wait, Eric, you not blocking people for their political views?
Nah,
you just let them roll?
Nah, because I'm a troll. I like trolling people.
Yeah, so, I don't have time for that. The people that I block or remove, these are people that really don't mean nothing to me. They just fillers. You know what I'm saying? We just friends for the hell of it. Like, I really don't have any personal connection to majority of these people. So it's not a big deal for me to just block you because you on here saying, like you said, stupid ignorant shit. So you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, but my thing is, in this whole political season, again, every time this stuff rolls around, I'm learning as I go. But nobody, it's not a whole lot of our people that I see saying, well, I'm not voting for Kamala. And my question for any black person is, why? And not that it's my business, but I'm curious as to what are your reasons for going the other way? What are the benefits for not voting? You see what I'm saying? Like, what are your reasoning? Where is factual? And when we get to that, I want factual information. I want stuff that we can Google. Where they're coming from reputable sources. I just don't want some shit that you saw in the comments that people was talking about.
Yeah.
You know what my shit is now, though?
What?
Y'all be seeing the new thing on, mostly on Twitter, where they be put like...
Weird.
MAGA people weird.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weird stuff.
So I get that shit a screenshot of this shit. Six
people. Yeah, I mean, with a Trump doll in the car with the guy with the hole in his mouth, like you pumping him in the face or something.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, just weird shit, man. Just doing weird. And you know what I like to watch, though? Yeah. I like to watch them reporters.
Yeah.
Those guys that ask Trump supporters questions.
Yeah.
And they don't have no fucking answers.
Right. I love
that
shit.
That
too.
Shit be having me crying laughing because it'd be like, so what do you think about him? You know, well, Biden took, you know, they'll say Biden took money from Russia. It was like, well, Trump took so-and-so. What you think about it? He did the same thing. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that ain't the same. You know, yeah, the fuck it is, man.
Yeah.
But
the great part about that is a lot of white people don't be knowing why
they don't know what the fuck they be talking about. Right. They don't know what the fuck they be talking about. And that shit be hilarious.
You talking about Trump still riding around the Air Force One and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, nigga, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro?
I saw somebody post something where they had Trump was confused and say he never heard this before. What it was say. J.D. Vance fucked couches.
Yeah. And the dude said he had sex with a couch.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, right?
Yeah.
He talking about her blackness and all that.
Yeah.
But bro, your wife is Indian. Mm-hmm. Vance.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
What? What? But
that nigga weird though, too, though.
This dude Trump said she can't read, bro. She's dumb. She don't know how to speak.
So she flunked.
She Whoa. Bro. You like a eight-year-old in a 70-year-old body, man.
But my thing, I just like trolling Amber Rose. I've been trolling her ever since.
Yeah. I think I'm blocked. I think somebody blocked me. Yeah. Yeah, I think somebody blocked me.
Yeah. I've been trolling her, man.
Yeah, stupid ass. Yeah, it's a few people I got into it, you know, back and forth with, and, you know, I always tag the page, so I'm sure you can see it. It daily with me.
Yeah.
Daily.
You do.
Daily.
You do.
I dives on ass on Twitter.
Enough me to wake up in the morning and see like.
Yeah, I dives in on ass.
Like 16, 17 notifications when you there going back and forth with somebody.
I got time.
Shawnee said she got time for the trolling.
Just block your ass and go on
I
fires back. It could be black, white, or whatever. Yeah. I fires back.
Yeah.
Black, white, or whatever. I'm firing back. And then I tag Scumbag Lounge at the end.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm here for all of it.
It's going to get worse, though.
I don't like it.
It's going to get worse.
Shawnee said she got the damn
she got the time.
Patience for it, man.
She got the time.
No, I don't. I don't have the patience. No, I might have the time. I just don't have the patience for it because, like, I'm not really a lot for a bunch of words. At some point, I'm going to be ready to fight. Like, all this bunch of arguing back and forth for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, and now sometimes, like, if I'm trying to prove some sort of point, then maybe every once in a while I might go back and forth. But other than that, I'd be ready to fucking fight.
My thing is, too, I say what I got to say sometimes, and then I'll just block your ass so you can't respond back to me.
Yeah.
Then I block you.
Oh, see that? See, now I don't like that. Hell no. That's the worst way to do it. Because,
yeah,
no, because
got
now you're running
that's
away
the
from the fight. Now you're running away from the fight.
That's not running away. Because sometimes that's exactly what be going on. See, sometimes, like I told you last week, you got to meet people where they at.
Yeah.
Got to meet them where they at.
We can't meet you nowhere if you went to block circles.
Yeah,
because
the shit show up on my shit. I'll say something.
And then sometimes
I'll block them.
You gotta let people get their shit off.
I ain't gotta let nobody do a goddamn thing. What the fuck
you talking about?
I gotta sit there and let them fucking hear me.
I gotta let people do a goddamn thing. That's the problem. Too many people letting people do what the fuck they wanna do. That's the problem.
Come on, man. You got a right to get your shit off. I got a right to get my shit off too.
If your shit show up on my timeline, it ain't got no business on my timeline. It show up on my damn timeline. I got a right to do what the fuck I want with it at that point. Man, so I can say fuck you and block your ass at the same time. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. But take that fuck you and talk to something that ain't reaching me. Cause I done moved on to the next motherfucker I'm talking
ass,
shit to.
I get your ass.
You can't get shit.
I create another page and they'll
do
get
that.
My shit off.
And guess what? My block is unlimited. Hell, I talk shit to Elon Musk every day.
Get my shit off, man.
I talk shit to Elon Musk every day. And now they done got him on some shit too. He on some bullshit too, cause they done started some shit where they done stole people information. And wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing and using it to push election shit for Trump. You saw that?
Oh, I saw him down.
You
I saw
that?
Him down. He suspended the white guys for Kamala account.
Because they raised what, $4 million?
Yeah.
And he suspended their account.
And they got on his ass. He had to reinstate their account.
He's a bitch.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck are you gonna do about it? He ain't blocked. I waiting on him to say something. I unblocked Skip Bader, told him bye.
No, he did.
The unemployment line, the unemployment office over at 8 o'clock.
We got tired of getting the Skip
motherfucker.
Right, we got tired of getting.
But
the
yeah,
Skip.
But anyway, I say, listen, man, we got a lot of shit going on out here, man. It's just the beginning. She finally secured the nomination, right? And now it's time to weed out the people that don't want to be here.
I'm gonna start including y'all in my trolling.
I don't care. Tag me. I tagged the page on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much on IG because you know you can't say what so much on IG now.
Mm.
I can't say what I want to say. I done got flagged a couple times for
IG.
What you call it? Bullying. Yeah, they just out bullying the motherfucker
on IG.
Yeah, and I said something that the content was too much or whatever. Expensive. They flagged my ass. I had them things caught, school.
Sean, did they got you too?
Sean, no, because I don't be bothering people. No,
Sean, you be talking shit sometimes too. Now
they say this content right here.
But I do it in a specific way. Like
I don't do too much.
I don't see Shardy done talk some shit before now.
Yeah, I mean, but they censored me, told me I had to clean it up.
Yeah, your shit, you be going too far.
So? The fuck what?
You can't be saying shit. So
you calling black people dumb and all this shit like that, you going too far too. So I meet you where you at. You go that far out there, I going out there with your ass.
I done saw you done told somebody your mama should have swallowed you.
Yeah.
All type of shit, man.
I mean it. Your mama should have swallowed.
You should have tell like damn, slap. You can't
that
say
is
shit
so
like
crazy.
Your mama should have swallowed that night.
You can't
and I mean it too.
Like
and I mean
that,
it. And I ain't hard to find.
That's what you got to get
thing
shit off.
I ain't gonna let you get shit off. You say some dumb shit, I respond. You say some dumb shit back, I say some dumb shit back, I block your ass. Your mama ain't got no problem with it. Your mama like black men.
Then you block?
Block. The fuck you gonna do about it?
Come on, man. You can't be on
my shit is right there where that Dalton SC ain't hard to find.
People need to leave me alone.
People need to leave us alone. People need to understand that you just don't get to say and do what you want to do, and that's it. And it ain't got no consequence behind
my shit. I've been doing shit like clowning shit though. My shit don't be down.
No, I guess it in.
Yeah.
I guess it in. I guess personal.
Cause I know people get mad.
I don't give a fuck.
Especially
no, and no, but see that's what it is with Eric. Eric wanna throw he threw the bombs out there and then run away and be laughing after he threw the bombs. Hey guys, shit's fucked up back there. You might want to check it out. Charlie, meanwhile, you know he's laughing in the corner.
You know what
like, that's
what
you do. And then meanwhile, you in the corner getting all pissed off, trying to put the fire. Yeah,
you know what he does? Scum is like that kid that put that damn firecracker in that damn grill,
yeah.
And let that and ran off and watched them old people like it was a damn shootout. You seen that? The little kid threw them blackjacks in that the black cats in that grill in the grill, on the hot grill,
yeah.
And ran off and everybody all them old people started jumping around and the shit started firing. I thought he was getting shot at.
Yeah.
See, that's you.
Yeah, I like that shit, man.
So you start the shit, then back off.
And then he's that person they started, and they see you get chaotic, and then they ask, now, why y'all so serious? It wasn't supposed to be serious.
Now, I'm the old guy that all been out of shape, and then you ask me why I'm mad. You know goddamn well why I'm mad.
I know, like somebody said one time, you only reason why you vote for Obama because he was black. Then somebody respond, no one that I vote for because he played basketball. Some shit like that.
What's wrong with that?
And motherfuckers get mad, the motherfucker that mad because you think you voted for Obama because he black, but you said, nah, I voted for him because he played basketball.
Now that motherfucker
mad as fuck. Now he want to get on, go tit for tat. And I said, have a good time with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's the way you see it. That's fine. Me? Yeah. I'm going for your gut juggler.
Yeah, you want to damn. You want to fear people.
Yeah, I sure do.
You offended
me. You responded.
That put that dumb shit up. That was offensive to me.
Yeah.
For putting
responding
that dumb
by
shit up
saying that you liked him because he played basketball is funny because that's a tactic. Because now I'm trying to see how stupid you really are because you tried to make this a race thing. Now I flipped it on you to really try to see like what you gonna say to that.
Right.
All you gonna do is give Scum the middle finger.
He gonna be mad as well.
He get him, yeah, bad. Yeah, that's what I do. Get
well,
him
well
get
good.
Him
well, good because now. Yeah, because now you really tried it. You tried to bait me into some bullshit. Yeah. No, I flipped it back on you. Now what?
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'm like, yeah, I vote because he black. What the fuck else? I'm black, he black. So what?
See, that's the difference between both of y'all. See, you would get pissed off about that. He flipped it back onto the other person.
Well, that's good for Scum.
But that's just y'all style. Like he's a troller. You know what I'm saying? You take things a little bit more serious. You don't have time to play. You know what I'm saying?
I sure the fuck like don't. I be with it too. I got one on deck today. I just gotta get online and see. Who on some of this date?
That motherfucker be pissed.
And it always be the Twitter pages. I noticed that the pages that get into it the most with people is always either the Twitter pages with no picture up there or they got like 200 followers. But you won't hear arguing with celebrities and saying all types of stuff. I just be like, y'all be wasting your time with these people.
Them damn reporters who be coming up with the wild shit, I'll respond right back to them. Now, I don't block them because I want to hear what they got to say. They're like Mike Silver. You heard of Mike Silver? The NFL guy? You know me?
Yeah, I know you're talking about
me and him got into it. You see, we got into it. And he said something about the page.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit had like 20,000 views or something. 20,000 damn shares or likes or something. I said, okay.
Leave them people alone.
No, we need that. Because he was like, I can't believe I'm getting damn read by somebody who. So I can't believe I'm getting read by the Scumbag Lounge. Yeah, you is. Sure is, buddy. You pump. Thanks for the shares.
Yeah.
Because Mike Silver is an NFL guy.
Yeah.
But he was talking shit about the 49ers. I ain't like that. I ain't like that at all.
I know. I know you know, boy. You be going ham on somebody talking about the 49ers, that motherfucker. Like, Jesus Christ, bro. You got to relax, man.
No, the fuck I don't.
You be too into that shit, though.
No, this is why I love it here.
You be fucking talking shit.
I love it here.
Stupid ass motherfucker. Who the fuck is you? So, so, so.
I love it here. I love it here. I love it here. This is my Twitter page. I put what the fuck I want on it. I love it here.
Don't worry, man. But
look out for me, y'all, because I'll be, hey, subscribe. Hey, look, follow my page, follow the Scumbag Lineman. You will definitely see what I'm talking about. Because I get it in.
Ain't nobody looking for that.
Yeah, it's funny.
If y'all need somebody, if y'all got somebody on your timeline that need trolling, send them to me.
If you got somebody on your timeline, you need to get smacked up by some words, send them to me. Because I got a whole lot of mo. Like, damn, Mr. Tito Rocky. I got a whole lot of mo.
Oh, man.
That was a whole lot of mo for your ass.
That was a good hour, man. We got a lot off.
What happened to Diddy?
What you mean?
Diddy shit died off.
Oh, man. Diddy about to beat
that. It did not die. It's just on a simmer. It didn't die because it ain't dead. It's just on a simmer.
Diddy about to beat that, yo.
Diddy about to beat it?
Yeah.
See,
wow.
See that? Don't do it. See, he
done
started
we'll say, out.
Don't
we'll
do
save,
it.
We'll save it next week.
Oh my! And you fall for it every time. Every time you fall for it. Me about do what?
Did about being a clear.
Oh my God.
Did about to go scot free.
Wow. We gotta save it next week. We gotta save it next week. We unless something happened in the political world, which I'm sure it is. You know, Deadpool ear and all that stuff. That was funny last week. I got to give props on that.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool was great.
You see his ear? That was Trump ear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deadpool's a rump wrangler.
I don't want to talk about Trump in that ear. I do not give a damn. But Deadpool was good. I liked it.
Word. Well, shit, that. Y'all. Let's get out of here, man. Enjoy the rest of our Sunday. Y'all like my quiet storm voice at the beginning of the show.
That shit threw me off. I was not expecting.
Yeah, I thought it was a recording. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
It's too sexy for the show.
I got to say something about what I just saw on TV.
What you just saw on TV, man?
The Noah Lyles, the guy on TV, the right. Runner.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw something, man. I can't say on air.
Okay.
This motherfucker.
Well, anybody want to start off with this scumbag tip of the week?
Oh, man. Ladies first.
Okay. My scumbag tip of the week is for the parents. Please do not complain. I get it. I understand. I used to say the same thing, but please do not complain when the teachers ask for 5 boxes of Kleenex and, you know, 4 boxes of markers and crayons. It's because a lot of these parents out here are slack and they don't really buy anything for their kids. And the school system also doesn't provide a lot either, I have learned. So there's a reason for why they're asking for multiple items. I get it, but that's just to help out the rest of the kids that are kind of unfortunate and the money that the counties are not giving to these schools for supplies. So that's my tip is, you know, just, you know, donate a little bit more. It goes for a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have it, you don't have it. But there's a reason why they ask for double and triple of certain items. So that's all I got.
Hey, we might could do something for the Scumbag Lounge when it comes to that too, man. If y'all want to talk about that offline.
What's that?
Getting supplies, doing stuff, and then donating them under the, you know.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Talk about it online.
Okay.
Well, my scumbag tip of the week goes to them damn teachers that put that wall up. I thought that shit was funny. I thought that shit, all 3 of y'all, 4, 5, 6 of y'all didn't think enough about that to be like, hey, I don't think we should do this. So y'all got your asses fired and deservedly so, because that, the whole border situation, the things that are happening at the border is not a laughing matter. It is not a laughing matter at all. And we need to take this thing more and more seriously. So those teachers, y'all got what y'all deserve, man. Canned. Just like, you know, the unemployment office opened at 8 o'clock. So
it's a scumbag tip.
That's a scumbag tip of the week, man. The teacher's out of line, man. Shit was wrong. It was wrong. Everybody involved. Black, white, everybody involved. It was wrong, man. It was wrong for that. That's not. And the principal too for allowing, for sitting there and allowing that shit anyway. So all everybody involved needs to be fired. Period. So don't be out. So that goes to other teachers, other faculty, other people. Don't be out here making fun of that shit, man.
Word.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. That's it. That's all I got.
Word, man. My scumbag tip of the week go to all these male athletes get their fingernails painted and polished and all that, man. Yo, come on, guys. Let the women have their shit, yo.
Bro, that's why I said Lyle, dude, when he had got his nails all painted up, man, like, come on, bro. Man.
Yeah, let the women have their shit, man. Y'all take it up the chairs at the damn nail salon. Let the women have their shit, yo. For real. Word, man.
You handle like Sophia.
Yeah, man. Sharnay, let them know how to get fired, you, Sharnay.
Y'all can find me on all socials under Chardonnay underscore JEI on all social platforms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you're looking for me, you can find me at KStucky76. Yeah. Somebody looking for me. Yeah, they ain't hard to find either. You can find me at KStucky76 on Twitter and Instagram, especially on Twitter, because I be going in. And you can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Holler at me.
You all can find me at Nail Pro with my feet in the pool. Word, man. We thank y'all for listening, man, to Scumbag Lounge. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, TikTok,
Foot Maintenance,
Facebook, and Twitter at the Scumbag Lounge. Thank you to Crux Media Group. Thank you to my guy K-Stuck.
What up, though?
My homie Chardonnay. And we out.